Yeah, it is. You know, it's a team on the other side that hasn't been giving up a lot of turnovers. We've got the ball on the ground a couple times, you know, and just ball bounced into their arms. And when it, you know, was fumbled for us, you know, they did a great job of jumping on it. They've been doing it all year. That's what they live by, creating short fields for their offense. I thought our defense did a good job of, when there were turnovers, of, you know, holding them to 3 points. And, you know, we still had a chance there at the end to win the game. You know, it's a little fresh right now, honestly. You know, there's things that are good. There are things that are bad. You learn from everything, the good and the bad. Obviously, you know, 4 wins isn't good enough. You know, and I can definitely look at my play and I will, and I'll work on it, and get ready for next year. You know, we just got to make the plays. You know, we were in almost every game we played, and you know, I don't know how many we lost by less than 7 or whatever it was, but you know, that's the difference between a successful season and one that's unsuccessful, is winning those close games, and that takes everybody, and we understand that. No doubt the team will look a little bit different next year, just like it does every year for every NFL team, and we'll learn from this year, and the guys that are back next year will be better for it. I just think they happen. You know, it's definitely on us. You know, there's no excuse made. We either threw it to the other team or fumbled and let them get it, whatever it was. You know, it's something that, you know, we've got to be more cognizant of, especially, you know, in key games like this.
How disappointed is the losing straight games? I'm sure you can't even fathom this.
It's disappointing. You never want to lose whenever you play. And, you know, to be so close so many times and just not, you know, not pull it out is tough.
What specific things will you be working on personally to improve the offseason?
I'll take a look at it. You know, it's kind of early to tell you about that, tell you the truth. You know, it's going to be trying to get back to work with the guys as soon as they're healthy. You know, we have some guys that are still rehabbing. And you know, when they're back out on the field, it'll be, you know, getting to work with those guys. That was good, I thought. You know, put up a fight early on, scored, you know, had the lead 3-0, and you know, kept coming back. And you know, I was happy to see that. At this point in the season, you go down 17 points and fight your way back within 2 is a good sign. Obviously, you'd much rather win the football game, but I was proud of the effort on both sides of the ball, and guys were giving everything they had. No, I was trying to win the game, and when if he got one-on-one coverage, I was trying to throw him the ball, and if he didn't, other guys had to step up, and they did.
Can you contrast the way you feel about this team now versus how you felt headed into the season?
You know, every time you start a season, you expect to make the playoffs and then see what happens from there. You know, that's kind of everybody's goal these days, is get into the tournament, you know, anything can happen after that, and obviously didn't get a chance to do that, so it's a results-driven business, and it's just not good enough.